Hello. Let's talk about developing paragraphs using cause and effect. So let's start by asking, what is cause and effect? Why did terrorists attack the World Trade Center? What led to the collapse of Enron? Why was a popular television show canceled? And how will the invasion of Iraq change the Middle East? Will gas be cheaper next year? The answers to all these questions call for cause and effect writing that explains why things happen and examines or predicts results. Airlines are losing money because of rising fuel costs, decreased business travel, and costly security requirements. Another example, I quit my job at the department store because my hours were cut. Another, people who stay on this diet for more than a month can develop high blood pressure. So let's look at some more elements. Cause and effect, critical thinking. Cause and effect writing calls for careful observation and critical thinking. After studying a problem like drug addiction for years, experts disagree as to what causes people to take narcotics: poverty, genetics, depression, or peer pressure. Even when you write about yourself, you may be unable to clearly determine the reasons for decisions you have made. Why did you decide to attend this college? Which factor was most important? The course offerings, the campus, the location, your parents, the cost? In determining causes, it is important to look beyond first impressions and assumptions. Make sure you collect enough evidence and avoid rushing to judgment. As early as the 1920s, doctors began reporting that many lung cancer patients smoked cigarettes. It was not until 1964, however, that scientists collected enough data to establish a cause and effect relationship and declare smoking a health risk. If you spot a stranger leaving your office, then discover your Palm Pilot missing, you may be suspicious. But you have no proof that the stranger took your PDA or that it has been stolen, not simply misplaced. Make sure you avoid jumping to conclusions when you write. Don't confuse a coincidence or time relationship for a cause. The fact that you began taking vitamin C in November and did not get a cold all winter does not prove the vitamin is keeping you healthy. It could simply be a coincidence. The fact that your transmission developed problems the day after you had the oil changed does not prove the mechanics did anything wrong with your car. Just because one event happens after another does not prove there is a cause and effect relationship. So, first of all, be sure to do critical thinking about cause and effect, and then be sure to sit back and try to identify causes. And then, finally, identify effects. So when you write a cause and effect description in a paragraph, it's very important to sit back and think about how to study your topic and use critical thinking skills. So ask yourself, am I going to explain causes or effects or both? What is the most important cause and effect I want readers to know? Are there any terms I need to define? Do readers need background information? What evidence, such as facts, examples, or quotations, can support my ideas? Develop a topic sentence that clearly states your controlling idea. Then, organize your ideas by time or order of importance. And then finally, write a draft of your paragraph and then read it out loud and consider these questions. Does the paragraph have a clear topic sentence? Are the causes and effects clearly stated and supported by the facts, examples, or other evidence? Is the paragraph clearly organized? That's what you should keep in mind with writing cause and effect.